Y'all, oh my God, Food Heals Nation. I just got the softest sheets and pajama set from Cozy Earth, and I had to go and get you a discount code too so that you could experience the coziness as well. You can visit cozyearth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS, and you'll get an exclusive 35% off. So, Cozy Earth, it's like your one-stop shop for what they call the luxury she deserves. So, listen up, guys. Because this could make a great gift for that special someone, your girlfriend, your wife, the mother in your life. And don't forget, Mother's Day will be here before we know it. So get a gift for the mom or moms. Here's a nice little gift you could ask for. Anyways, let's start with the sheets to transform your sleep. The coolest thing about Cozy Earth bedding is that it is temperature regulating, so you stay cool, which is so important when you're sleeping. Plus, they are just so soft. It feels like I'm sleeping on a cloud. Plus, I love the Cozy Earth quality and longevity promise. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. So, incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and just overall wellness. So, again, this is the luxury you deserve. You can treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. And while you're at it, don't forget to check out the Bamboo Pajama Set. It was awarded Oprah's Favorite Things in 2019, so you know it's good. I love the softness and breathability of the fabric, and it has these really great side pockets. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you support this show. Head over to cozyearth.com, use the promo code FOODHEALS for an exclusive 35% off, and go get your mom the luxury she deserves on Mother's Day at cozyearth.com with promo code FOODHEALS.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Holistic Voice presents the Food Heals podcast with your hosts, Alison Melody and Susie Hardy. Join the Food Heals Nation and learn the secrets to go from feeling unwell to healing yourself.
Warning, side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, an increase in sexual activity, feelings of joy, cravings for kale and quinoa, and a spike in Tinder matches. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to put in their Lululemons and take a yoga class while drinking a green juice. If you experience any of these symptoms, text your priest immediately.
All right, welcome Food Heals Nation. We have a really fun, an exciting episode for you today. I'm back with my girl, Ashley.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. So we're at the beach. We're in Florida. If you haven't heard our catch-up episode, go back and listen to that so you can hear why we're here, what we're doing, what we're up to. But let's see. Let's see if I can do your quick bio from memory. So I don't have, usually I have a Google Doc so I can like read people's bios and say exactly what they
are. Ooh, I want to know what your takeaway is.
Okay. Former big law attorney.
Yeah.
Turned wellness entrepreneur attorney who went from big law where she had to defend tobacco companies to changing her life around to defend people like Allie and people who really, really are doing something altruistic in the world, because your mission is to change the world. So you only want to work with altruistic earth shakers out there with a mission to help others.
Yeah. I just want to help people who are helping people.
Ooh, that's good. I should have said that. She just wants to help people who are helping people, everybody. Okay, well, I'm so glad to have you, Ashley. We're in your amazing beach house here in, where are we? Seaside, Santa Barbara, Santa Rosa.
I know, there are 100 names down here. So we're in a little place called Seagrove, which is on a stretch of road called 30A.
30A is my jam.
But it's a bunch of tiny little seaside towns, and we're in a little place called Seagrove.
Yes. Okay. So it's Seagrove. It's also called Santa Rosa Beach officially. That is the address of Santa Rosa Beach, our little slice of heaven. I'm so grateful to be here with you. And we've been talking a lot lately about some of the natural things that we've been doing for our health, for our beauty, all the things. So we were like, we gotta tell Food Heal Station. We gotta do an episode on some natural healing cures. So I'm really excited to share with Food Heals Nation what you've been doing, what I've been doing.
Yeah, we've completely geeked out on the natural healing stuff. And I don't know if maybe that's something related to having your toes in the sand all the time and just really wanting to get back to nature, or I don't know, but it's fun.
All right, let's go.
The Food Heals Podcast starts now.
Okay, so I'm going to start with mine because a few reasons. Well, I told Food Heals Nation that I would update them on my most recent trip to Tulum, which was vegan paradise, but I also got injured, and I shared that on an episode or two ago, and I got some DMs, thank you, just being like, what happened? So I'll tell you what happened, but it also has to do with my new healing tool that I've discovered, or healing protocol. So I don't know about you, Ashley, but I bruise really easily.
I think maybe it's a blonde fair skin thing, but I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I bruise really easily, always have, never thought much of it, because unless it's like a painful problem or something that really affects your life, like I wasn't like looking too much into it. I know when I was younger, they said more iron, and clearly as a plant-based person, I don't eat meat. But I always take supplements that contain iron, so I never really had an issue. Well, let's go back. So when we got to Tulum, I already was bruised because I had a table. Someone hugs me too hard, girl's got a bruise. That's just how it is. Like I always have one or two on my leg, on my arm. Those are my common places.
Yeah, you are on the extreme side of that.
Yeah, even sometimes I'll do like some sort of machine at the gym and it'll leave an indent. Like I'm right now, if you could see me, I'm doing those chest presses, and sometimes the little chest press will leave an indent in my arm. Mm-hmm. And so just little things like that, I'll get a bruise. But like I said, I never was that concerned with it. Well, cut to, I was in Tulum having the time of my life. It really is vegan paradise. We are obviously COVID safe, but I was riding a bike because my friends, Melanie, who you know, and Catherine, we were riding bikes from, so Melanie had left LA just like I did with her husband and gotten a place in Tulum for a few months because, you know, luckily everyone's able to work with Zoom right now and they're able to work from home. And so she had that flexibility and so did he. So they got a place in Tulum for a few months and a bunch of us went to visit for another girlfriend, Courtney's birthday. And we had an amazing time eating all the vegan food, going to the beach. But they live about 30 minutes on a bike from the beach, or, you know, a 15-minute cab ride. But we're not trying to spend money on the cabs all of the time. Plus, it's nice to be active and get out there. And so, you know, you can rent a bike for very, very cheap. So we would just bike everywhere every single day. It was like, are we biking to the beach today? Are we biking to this restaurant? So it's a very active lifestyle. And I loved it. I have no problem with that. And so it's hot, but there's a nice breeze. So when you're biking, you feel kind of amazing. So we biked almost every day. I think it was about 7 days in. I overstayed. I stayed longer than I planned to because I was having so much fun. And I was like, I didn't get to try this vegan restaurant, this place. So I stayed a little bit longer than maybe I would have. But it was just so beautiful. And we were riding back from we had gone to a restaurant that also had a beach, so we laid out on the beach, and then my good friend Emily, Gluten-Free with Emily, was also in Tulum, so we had lunch there, and we were riding back, and I was riding straight down the bike path, and it's a small sidewalk. So my two girls were in front of me, Melanie and Catherine, and there was another guy going slower in front of me, so these two passed him on the bike. Well, it's kind of like a two-lane road. Like, you don't pass if there's someone coming at you. But there was no one coming at me. So I got close to the guy because I was about to pass. And out of nowhere, there was a guy on my left coming super fast. Mm-hmm. So I try to go back into my lane. As I'm trying to go back into my lane, the guy on my right swerves to his left. So this is the biggest disaster waiting to happen because now I find myself in the middle of the two bikes, the one on the left and the one on the right, because one is swerving towards me into the middle and one is coming straight at me. So
is it one of those slow motion things you can see it about to happen and you can't stop it?
Actually, I want to say it was slow motion, but I barely remember the impact. Mm. All I remember is I saw danger, 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 and then I woke up on the ground.
Oh, gosh.
And the best part is, so right when I hit the ground, I thought, I'm going to get right back up and get back on my bike. Like, ow, whatever. Well, I didn't see the deep gash in my leg. Oops. That was pouring out blood. I didn't see that. I was a little blacked out. And then I remember just everyone was surrounding me. And they were like, are you okay? I heard random words like stitches. And I'm like, what? I heard hospital, ambulance. And I was like, no, guys, like, I'm fine. And then Melanie, my girlfriend, gave me a hand and tried to stand me up. And another guy, I think it was the one that hit me. So kind that everyone stopped, by the way. Bikers, and the biker that hit me, the biker that came at me, and I think people behind me and my two girlfriends who were in front of me, everyone stopped. So I was surrounded by people. So thank you. But it's also scary to be like surrounded by people hearing ambulance and you're like, what? So anyways, they try to stand me up and I saw stars. And I go, put me back down. I was blacking out.
Did you have the little birdies flying around your head?
Totally out of the bricks. So then I, they were like, ambulance, blah, blah. Then I saw the gash. And then I definitely saw the birdies because you can't see that and look away. So then there was a hole in my leg. I've never seen anything like it. I had a scraped knee, no problem, like whatever. My chest hurt a little bit, but I didn't really realize the impact of that until later. But there was a gap. There was a hole in my leg. So my girlfriends flagged down a cab. They took me to the Mexican hospital. The first one was closed, so that was fun. Cab driver got me out. I hobbled to the door. We knocked on the door. Because of COVID, we were like, I guess, you know, it's not, you know, they're just going to come get us. Nope. Put me back in the cab. And then he found a private hospital, which did take very good care of me. But look, it was scary. As soon as I got there, I could barely walk. I'm like half blacked out. And they're spraying me down with chemicals like before I could go in. So they're like Lysoling my whole body before they would let me in.
That's the more dangerous part of the whole thing.
I know.
Jeez.
And they wouldn't let any of my friends in. And obviously, I speak I speak Spanish enough to get by, but not enough to talk about my medical history. So they had to bring an interpreter, but they wouldn't let any of my friends in. So no one to hold my hand. But look, they took very good care of me. Lily, it's okay. My dog is like looking outside, wants to play. You want to play with all the woodland creatures. They took great care of me. I did get stitches. I think it was about 2 to 3 hour total experience, which isn't horrible at all. So I was grateful. My friends weren't allowed inside, but able to come back and get me and all of that. But I was covered in bruises. Okay. So I already had bruises before this, before the bike accident, by the way, because we're biking, we're dancing, you know, it's just, I get bruised real easily. So I already had
living life.
I'm living life. I had bruises on my arms, bruises everywhere. And what happened was I went to the pharmacy and I said, do you have Arnica? Do you have bromelain? Because I know those will heal bruises and they'll help speed up the healing process of my leg once I had the stitches. They're like, no, we don't have that and we don't have that. So I get home. You guys, I have never not had bruises for as long as I've known myself. It's been a month and a half, I think, or a month and a week. And on this vitamin healing protocol that I am on for bruises, I have hit the table. Lily has scratched my leg. Like, I got no bruises. So this is the protocol I have to share.
So Arnica and bromelain.
Yes. Oh, and iron pills.
Okay.
Which I already take multivitamins with iron, but I think I just need a little bit more. And that's okay. You know, I think I get a lot of iron from all, because I'm a vitamin whore, you guys.
all the things, just in case.
Just in case. And so here is my, if you're like me, if you're like Ashley, and I think you're right about the fair skin. If you are iron deficient, perhaps if you don't eat meat, like neither of us do. But if you bruise easily all the time, like someone literally can touch me and it turns brown. Like that's just, I've been like that my whole life. But now that I've been on this protocol, because I'm trying to heal from this accident more quickly, because I had, oh, the other thing I didn't share is that the impact when I fell off the bike, I fell on my hand and a fist on my chest. So I hit chest first. Somehow I avoided my face. My head was fine, no concussions, avoided my face, but hit, the brunt of it was on my chest. So I was covered in
black and blue bruises there. And then I had a couple of black and blue bruises on my arm and leg just from the fall, if not before that, just from biking and being active and working out and dancing and whatever we were doing. So I was bruised up. I was more bruised than I've ever been, some because of the accident, some not. So I get home. So what I do is this. Bromelain internally.
What is bromelain?
Okay. It is the enzyme from a pineapple.
I love that.
Yes.
That's so beautiful, that concept.
Oh my God. Also, I forgot to tell you this. Mm-hmm. So Ashley splits our time between the beach and Atlanta. When you were in Atlanta, I ate an entire pineapple. So
you know I love pineapple for so many reasons.
I know. We should go back and get some more. So I just cut that pineapple and I would eat like, I think I ate a fourth each day for 4 days. I could probably go get some more. But that was what I did when I first got here. So.
Yeah. Oh, side note, shout out to Ella Majors for the pineapple.
Well, there are other things pineapple is good for. Leslie Durso and Ella Majors can tell you all about what pineapple. I mean, we might as well just tell them.
You might as well.
Okay. What does it do? It makes things taste better.
It just makes things taste better.
Okay. Or what are we talking?
If you're a kind partner. Are we past the inappropriate threshold?
I think we have to get inappropriate because people need to know what we're talking about. Like, they're like, what does it make taste better? Pizza? Yeah, but also
your lady
another P word.
Your lady parts. If you're in a relationship, it's the kind thing to do. Eat your pineapple.
Okay, so I wonder if the bromelain works that way too. I'll have to ask.
Why would
partner.
You shortcut it when pineapple tastes so good just on the fork anyway? Okay. We're reining it back in.
No, this is a good side conversation. Actually, we should have Ella and Leslie come on and do a whole episode on that because they're both, they got a lot to say. That's real. I mean, we talked about this in Italy.
Yes. It's where I learned it.
Yeah. Eat more pineapple because it'll heal your bruises and it'll make you taste better for your man. Just saying. Hashtag just saying.
All right, but bromelain, you have given me bromelain before in a pill form.
Yes.
For things we'll talk about in a little bit.
I don't even remember.
But for skin issues, yes. And healing that way. So bromelain.
Arnica,
mm-hmm. Which I have a story there, but we'll get to it. So Ooh. Arnica gel is something you can do topically. Do you take it internally too?
Yes. So what I do is the homeopathic arnica that dissolves under the tongue. So It literally heals you from the inside out. And then I was using the topical on the bruises, and now I have no bruises to use the topical on, but I'm still doing the arnica and bromelain because I'm like, why not? I run into things. I'm a little bit clumsy. Like, okay, Ashley has this adorable coffee table right here. Do you know how many times my knee has hit? Like under my knee, like I guess my shin has hit that coffee table. Okay. Because I'm clumsy. I wrestle with the dog.
Yes. One of them's wrestling herself right now.
Yeah, Lily is crunk right now. But yeah, okay, so let's hear your story.
Okay, so the first time I ever heard of Arnica gel, it was before I went through a wellness journey. I hear you, girl.
Lily.
I mean, yes, everybody should go through a wellness journey. I agree.
Yes.
But it was before I sort of hit this path, and my daughter, Mackenzie, was having her first birthday, had a brand new, yes, I'm going to talk about Stella, our brand new rescue dog, who was, she was part border collie, but I think she was maybe part pit bull. She was really broad. I don't know what she was. She was an amazing dog.
Yeah.
But she was brand new to my little family, and I had Mackenzie in a swing at age one.
Aww.
And Stella at the park on a leash, and a dog came out of nowhere that was not on a leash and got a little aggressive, and Stella went to defend me.
Yeah, that's right, girl. Stella went to defend me.
She's like having a whole conversation about this.
Lily loves talking. We're talking about another dog, yep. Not you.
Look at the look on her face.
What are you mad about?
Stella. I'm talking about Stella.
Stella.
I'm sure we're going to cut all this out, but yes.
No, we're not cutting the thing out. Okay, I have a question. Yeah. When you called Stella's name, did you say Stella?
Stella! That was her rescue name. That's the name she came with.
Oh, so cute.
And I mean, how could I not? She was the best dog. But Stella, trying to defend me, and I didn't know that she would do this, pulled me straight into a park bench.
Whoa.
And I saw the stars and the birdies and all the things.
Oh, man.
Broke my nose. Complete concussion.
Was anyone there to help you?
Thankfully, there was somebody there to help. Ended up in the emergency room on Mackenzie's first birthday.
Oh.
And literally, I messed up words for 6 weeks or more from the concussion.
Are you serious? Wow.
But also had like these stitches across my forehead. And then I don't know if you know what happens when you break a nose. You get black eyes.
Really?
You look rough.
Man.
Yeah, I looked rough. And in the middle of this, we were going to have like Mackenzie's first birthday pictures.
Oh, no.
My beautiful friend Alice Park did everything she could to Photoshop it, but it was a disaster. But, okay, all that to say, I had never heard of Arnica gel. And every time I would go to the grocery store looking like this, women would come out of nowhere, the kindest, and say, "Are you okay? Do you need help? What can I do to help you?" And I'm like, "No, really." The dog pulled me into a park bench, and they'd pat me on the shoulder and say, "Yeah, okay, honey."
Well, that is so kind, though. Shout out to those women.
So kind. And one woman said, "Okay, well, if that is the case, then you need Arnica gel, and it will heal a lot of this." Yeah. And I, at that time, I didn't know any better, and I just sort of rolled my eyes and said, "Nah, help nut." Now I'm probably the woman at the grocery store.
You are.
But anyway, I will say that Arnica gel does work wonders. And even if you have children, like I do, who run into things and are playing and are rough and that kind of thing, a little bit of Arnica gel will take some of the soreness out of there for them too.
Brilliant. Okay, so we know my healing tools now for bruises: Arnica, bromelain, and iron. One of my other healing tools.
Fill me in.
Okay. Well, I think you already know, but it is my probiotics. I love being regular. What about you?
Put a girl on the spot. Who doesn't? When all of that is functioning properly, it's a sign that your body is functioning in the way it needs to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I will say that when your body is in a traumatic state, like after an accident or after any type of trauma, even emotional stress, right? We know how this goes.
Sure.
Emotional stress, physical stress, all of the things. Our bodies can get out of whack. And so that's why I also take my Just Thrive probiotic every day. So I have to shout out Just Thrive because it is my absolute favorite. And actually, it is the probiotic and antioxidant that's 100% spore-based. And I brought you one.
One for me?
Yes, one
Thank
for you.
You.
So Tina generously sent me enough Just Thrive antioxidants and probiotics to give to a friend or two. So that one's for you. And the rest is going to Food Heals Nation when we do a swag bag giveaway, which I'll be announcing soon. But
oh my gosh, swag bags are coming.
Swag bags are coming.
Yes.
I mean, actually, you're witness to how much product I have. You've seen what I've got.
You have a lot going on up there.
Yes.
But, you know, this isn't the first time you've given me Just Thrive, because one of the benefits of being your friend is the swag closet.
Yes. So Ashley has gone to raid this. You got to raid the swag closet in LA, and you got swag on both Italy trips.
I did indeed. And I think on both Italy trips, we got Just Thrive probiotics. And I am a fan.
Yes.
These are great.
I love taking anything that's going to heal my gut or give me better bowel movements. I'm just going to say, I don't know why I'm hesitant. Like, it's embarrassing.
Throw some kids in the mix. You can talk about BMs with a straight face all day.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have kids, so maybe, I don't know, maybe that's why I feel like less oh, I'm such a lady. I shouldn't talk about it. But why? Why do we care so much? I don't know. I really don't. But the truth is that if you're not having a few per day, you are constipated. Most people don't know that. And most probiotics on the market, unfortunately, do not survive the gut. And so you're taking something that dies before it gets into your gut. And that's why I'm obsessed with Just Thrive, because they have 100% survivability.
Is that what the spore-based part of this means?
Yes. So listen to my interview that I recently did. I think it's one or two interviews again. I can't actually remember, but with Tina, because she describes it way better than I can, you guys. But if you just take one capsule per day, usually with a meal, because it's going to perform better. Or you can actually take it out and sprinkle it on food if you want to, but it is vegan,
non-GMO, soy-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, salt-free, nut-free, and gluten-free. And because it's the first and only 100% all-natural spore, it is the only one that guarantees that survivability. I'm not saying that every other brand doesn't survive the gut, but how do you know unless you have those clinical studies? And that is what Just Thrive Health has. And that's why I'm the biggest fan.
Gosh, that's so interesting.
Yep. So if you guys are interested, it is one of my health hacks. Absolutely. You can go to justthrivehealth.com, enter code FOODHEALS. You get it's FOODHEALS15. FOODHEALS15, get 15% off your entire order.
Well, you know what I love about having probiotics on hand is even if you're starting to feel under the weather, I'll take several of them during a day.
Yeah.
If you start to feel under the weather. And man, that'll kickstart you real fast.
That's such a good point. I think I do have a certain amount of vitamins that I will take as soon as I start feeling bad. And probiotics are number one because your gut is your second brain. So if your brain is cloudy, if you're not feeling well, even when I'm just like on my period or something, it's like I get cloudy, mm-hmm. I think, because I'm just like, oh, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. That is something that can help. So why not? As soon as you start feeling ill in any way, take a probiotic.
Throw some extra probiotics in the mix, and Just Thrive would be the place I'd start.
JustThriveHealth.com, Food Heals 15. Get 15% off anything you want. Listen to our episode with Tina for more information. Ashley, you have been doing a really cool DIY skin healing protocol. I tried some today. I'm already obsessed. Tell us what's going on and what you've been doing. Because I think these are good recipes that we can share that you can make at home and you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on skincare cream.
Oh, girl, this is skincare on a budget. So, but let me tell you how I even got here. So I am of an age, and I'm not going to put a number on it. I am thriving. But I am coming up on my 30th class reunion. So that should put it in perspective for a high school class reunion. And so things start to change in your body. And for months now, I have had some skincare issues that have been shocking to me because I have always had, I don't want to sound like that girl, but I've always had flawless skin.
And it is what it is. Some people do, some people don't. And if you do and then something changes, you know, well, there's a cause. And what is it?
Something happening here. And, you know, maybe I'm paying my dues on the back end. But nonetheless, it started months and months ago. And I did all the things. I went to my integrative medicine doctor, who is amazing. Shout out to Dr. Kimberly Williford in Atlanta, mm-hmm. Southern Integrative in Environmental Medicine. I love her. I went to my dermatologist, and both of them, when I pulled the mask down, as we do these days, they're together, but individually, their reaction was, oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my. Right, so dermatologist, and I love him, prescribed an antibiotic cream, and not a fan, but I was willing to do anything.
Yeah.
So I tried that. It didn't work.
Yeah.
And it probably messed with my gut health.
Probably.
Probably. And then we have my amazing integrative medicine doctor who has been looking at rebalancing both gut health, which is the start of all things skincare related, and hormones, because I am of an age. and she's amazing, but it's taking some time. And so I decided to take things into my own hands. And I have two things going on right now that I want to share with Food Heals Nation because they're fun and super inexpensive. And so why not give it a try?
Why not? And like, they're natural. And a lot of the products on the market are based on natural things. So if we can make them at home, like this coffee sugar scrub that you're doing and this rice water, I want to know the recipes because I want to do it at home.
So in the morning, first thing I do when I get up is I drink lemon water. That has been a ritual for years because it puts our body back in alkaline.
Yes.
So while I'm doing all my morning stuff with the lemon water and the supplements and all of these things, I put a coffee scrub on my face. Here's what goes in it.
And you sent me a really cute picture of you the other day.
I look like I have a beard on. I mean, it's really not cute at all. But okay, here's what you put in it. Coffee grounds, brown sugar, raw honey, and fennel. And we'll talk about each of those because the fennel is a separate part, and I'll tell you how to do it. Let's start with honey because I know a lot of your audience is a vegan. Some are level 5 vegan. And right. So I know that for some, honey is not going to cut it. I know that there are places in this world that are very unkind to their bees.
Right.
But I get my honey from a local farmer's market. I have not only just talked to the local farmers, but grilled them about
what. She don't mess around. She's an attorney.
I want to know if you're kind to your bees. And so once I was certain that they were being kind to their bees, I started buying their honey and also their bee pollen, which has separate health benefits per particularly for women who are of an age. Mm-hmm. So check it out. But so raw honey is antibacterial. It's also antiseptic. So if you have blemish-prone skin, it helps to balance the bacteria that is naturally in our skin that could be causing some of these problems. Mm-hmm. And it helps speed up the healing process with your skin cells. It can help with people who have blemishes, also folks who have eczema, I learned, and it is a natural exfoliant. I would suggest, though, based on the research that I did, that you do a little patch test of the honey to see how your skin reacts. My skin freaking loves it. All right, mix the honey with coffee grounds, which are antioxidant as well. There's something in there that helps them fight free radicals. And that can lead free radicals lead to skin damage. Coffee increases blood flow.
Yeah.
Which is great. It has calming effects on your body. So coffee can help address sunspots, redness, fine lines, dark circles under your eyes. So I didn't know this.
So no Botox needed, just coffee scrub.
Maybe for debate, but I didn't know this because I've just been putting it down around my chin area. But now that I know this, I'm going to try the coffee up under my eyes to deal with dark circles.
You have no dark circles. You have nothing.
Right, but if you have a long day or you know it happens sometimes. So why not try it and see if it doesn't increase the blood flow?
I was just giving you a compliment.
Oh, thank you, and it's true.
Oh, that's from Italy. So every time anyone would say, oh, like someone would be like, oh, I like your dress. Oh, this old thing. Oh, you look pretty. Oh, no, I'm fat. You know, we would be like, you're not allowed. If you get a compliment, you must say thank you and it's true.
Thank you and it's true.
Thank you and it's true. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry. Side note. Go on.
It's a useful tool, though.
Seriously.
It really is. So, all right. Honey, coffee, brown sugar, which helps clear away dead skin. It also, come to find out, has antibacterial properties.
Nice.
It has glycolic acid in there, which helps keep your skin radiant.
I feel like that is a normal ingredient in many skincare products.
Right.
But you can make it yourself.
But then you can just get a bag of brown sugar.
Fabulous. It's on.
Plus, you know what? It smells so good. And as I was thinking about talking with you about this, I learned that a lot of folks will take just olive oil and brown sugar, and it makes a great body polish.
Yeah,
and it smells so good. So why not? I mean, it's so simple.
A lot of people use olive oil or coconut oil in their skin on the regular. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just one simple ingredient to smooth your skin. So I'm all for it.
All right, here's the last ingredient, and it's my favorite.
Tell me
this
everything.
This was random. I didn't expect this one. But fennel. So fennel seeds. Put the fennel seeds in the toaster oven for just a little bit, warm them up so that the oil, when you mash them, mm-hmm. the oil will come out, and then mix it into the other things that we talked about. So fennel is also antiseptic. It removes dirt and bacteria. It's great for skin with blemishes. It protects against free radicals. It has nutrients in there that prevent skin damage. It's got vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, all of which attack dark spots and wrinkles.
Wow.
Like, who knew?
Yeah.
So it fights aging. It's great for your complexion. And then I was researching this, and you can make your own fennel toner, which I'm going to try next. I haven't tried this yet. Because if it does, if just fennel seeds do all of that, like I want that in my life.
Me too.
Yeah.
Where do I sign?
So put about a quarter cup of boiling hot water is what they say, with 2 tablespoons of fennel seeds, and let it steep for 10 or 15 minutes. And then strain the water and use it as a toner.
Nice.
That's the next experiment.
Okay. We haven't tried that one yet.
But total side note, since we were talking about Italy.
Yeah.
The last time I was in Italy, which it's been too long because
of COVID.
But I discovered I was there in the winter time, which we're usually there in the summer, right? I was there.
You were there right before, weren't you?
Right before. Yeah. I was there in January all by myself. I was traveling on my own.
Yeah.
And mostly the Amalfi Coast is closed. But there were a couple of restaurants, or maybe 3 restaurants that were open. So it was just me and the locals hanging out. And I would go in and I'd say, I'm vegano, you know. And they would bring me these plates full of roasted vegetables. And I fell in love with roasted fennel. Mm. So you guys, if you happen to be at the Whole Foods or one of these where you see this beautiful fennel bulb and you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So pretty. Just slice it and roast it with some olive oil or grill it. Throw maybe a little parsley on there and some sea salt.
Yum.
It is so good.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. So, first of all, I love any kind of roasted vegetable just like that. And sometimes you don't know how good it can be until you try it. But do you think that taking it internally from the research that you've done, just do you think that also helps with the skin?
Oh, it has to. Surely it's internal and external, whatever.
Yeah, always.
Our skin's our biggest organ. And so
yes.
If we're absorbing these nutrients into our skin, if we put it directly into our body, surely there's got to be some payoff too.
No, it makes sense. The reason that I'm taking the Arnica internally as well as externally, because like you said, our skin is our biggest organ. It's also our biggest organ of detox. It's when we sweat out toxins.
Yeah.
And so that makes a lot of sense. I was just curious to your perspective, but it's just, for me, it's a why not.
You know, it's funny you mentioned sweating. So my internal medicine doctor said to me, how often are you sweating? And pre-COVID, I was in all the Soul Cycle classes, right? And Ashtanga yoga, and I was just sweating all the time. Came down here to the beach, and in the middle of the winter, I was just taking these super long walks on the beach in the cold with a jacket, which was lovely and physical, and it was so soul enriching too.
Yeah,
but I wasn't sweating.
Right.
So I've built that back into my routine, and I think that helps too, because sweat really does clear toxins.
It does. And like, I did the infrared sauna recently because I'm still healing my chest, my back, and my shoulder and my arm, because I did fall there. So now I got my stitches out and everything's better on the leg. I mean, I still have a scar. It's not pretty. But now the pain is where I landed, where I had my impact. And gosh, it felt so good. I did the cryotherapy and then I did the infrared sauna, and I'm sweating and I'm like, God, what is coming out? And it feels so good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it helped your healing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it, girl. I'm so glad you're feeling better, because you were really down for the count for a minute.
When it first happened, I went through my phase, which I think everyone does. You're probably going through it with your skin, where you have that poor me moment.
Oh, yeah.
We should have those moments. And then we got to get off our ass and do something about it. And that's what you're doing with your skin. That's what I'm doing with my body. And I'm not 100% yet. But God, I'm so much better. And it's because I did a bunch of things. And I rested, which is hard.
Oh, rest is a weapon.
Rest is hard.
You know who said that?
Who?
Do you remember the Bourne Identity, the Bourne movies, Jason Bourne?
Yeah.
So if you go back 100 years, I'm kidding, I'm exaggerating, but to the, 80s when Robert Ludlum wrote these, there's this trained assassin who's the main character. But this is before we had cell phones. This is, if you read the novel, the actual novel, it's before we get into all the technology. And so this trained assassin's theory was rest is a weapon. And I adopted that early in my legal career, actually. I would say it to people. I'd say rest is a weapon, and they'd look at me like I was crazy. I'm not saying sleep, but rest is a weapon. It gets your mind clear. It gets your body ready. It may just be 20 minutes of rest, but it it's rejuvenating in so many ways. And if it works for trained assassin Jason Bourne, I feel like it could work for us. It's a fascinating experience to read about a spy who's trying to survive without all the technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think that all the assassins had any kind of protein powder or rituals? Do you know where I'm going with this?
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, so my goal, Food Heals Nation, is to talk about some of my favorite products and have you understand why I like them without pressing skip on the ads. So I know you listen to a lot of podcasts, and sometimes you probably press the skip button when the ads come on, because I know I do. But my goal is to not let you. So, Ashley, last time you were on the show, or one of the last times, we did a ritual tasting. And right here I've got their multivitamin. They're beautiful,
so
yellow,
pretty.
Essential for women. And what happened last time when you tried them?
Oh, they were minty and lovely and super fun. We talked about this before, but since when do vitamins taste like that?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I love the multivitamin because it has that minty taste. I made Ashley taste it last time. You guys know I love it, but Ritual, the multivitamin company that you know and trust, has a new product.
Stop.
Okay, so it is a protein powder. And I know that you have a lot of protein powders in your life, but I'm all about flavor. So can I tell you what this one tastes like?
Fill me in.
Vanilla cupcake. Okay. Uh-uh.
It's my favorite.
I know. Well, you can put it in your smoothies. You can make it with water. You can make it with, your favorite milk, your favorite rice milk, which we're going to talk about in a minute, or your favorite oat milk, or whatever smoothie you're going to make. But you want to taste it and see if you think it tastes like a vanilla cupcake.
Oh, vanilla cupcake would be good with, like, what? What do we talk about? Strawberries?
Strawberries, yes.
Yeah. Or blueberries.
Anything that you like with vanilla, I think would taste really good. And in terms of quality standards, in case I didn't mention it, it is pea protein, and the peas are sustainably grown and regeneratively farmed right here in the U.S. And no added sugar. No sugar alcohols. Like all Ritual products, the essential protein is soy-free, gluten-free, formulated with non-GMO ingredients. It's for us. You know, it's good.
You sounds amazing.
You want to taste it?
I totally do.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay,
let's
got
cheers.
It. Cheers. Cheers to our protein.
Okay, so I said vanilla cupcake. I shouldn't have told you that, but let's see what you think it tastes
okay.
like.
Okay. I'm going. Ooh. Oh, yeah. It tastes just like a vanilla cupcake.
Okay. Do you know what I mix it with?
What?
Your milk in the fridge. What kind of milk was that?
What kind of milk is that? Oh, yeah. It's Califia Farms toasted almond toasted coconut almond milk.
Okay.
Which, I mean, y'all.
That's good.
There's something magical about that stuff. Yes. Yeah.
So good. Okay. So what I did is I mix your milk with the new protein powder that I just got. Uh-huh. And that was the result.
That's it. That's all you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
No honey, no added sugar, nothing.
Life managed.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
Yeah. So good. All right, Food Heals Nation. So that is one of my health hacks. They're also a sponsor. Why not shake up your ritual? Try to make something new, less scary. You get a money back guarantee if you're not 100% in love. And of course, Food Heals Nation listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months. Go to ritual.com/foodheals and check out the essential protein, ritual.com/foodheals. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Hit me up on Instagram. I would love to hear your story. It's also part of the subscription service that you can get with the Ritual Essential multivitamins that I love for women. Of course, you know that they have tons of other products as well.
Do you know what I just thought of?
Yes.
My grandmother, who was named Lily Bell,
which is the name of my dog.
Happens to be your dog's name.
Crazy coincidence. Know, right?
My grandmother used to always talk about needing... she was a little Southern. She called it a ritual.
Aww.
I know, but she loved her rituals.
Yeah.
And they were so enriching to her life. And I just thought about that with respect to this product. And
it's
I hope that it enriches people's lives.
So she said a ritual like enrichment?
She called it a ritual, but she said it a bit Southern. so you had to kind of interpret. But yeah, she believed in rituals and they were enriching to her life. And it's one of the reasons I love the name of this company,
yeah,
is because their mission is to enrich people's lives. Just thought about that.
Mic drop, everyone. Okay, so I just tried, before we started the show, the rice water, which I almost want to say lotion because it went on smoothly on my arms like a lotion, but that's not necessarily, it's not a lotion. It's like a healing salve. Tell me about it.
So funny that you feel like it felt like a lotion. So what you're feeling is the starch in there.
It felt moisturizing, mm-hmm. I guess I should say. Is that mm-hmm. the starch?
It's the starch, but this, and then after it moisturizes, you'll feel it kind of tighten.
Okay.
So
I do feel that.
Right?
No, I do.
Yeah.
I felt that because it was so, when you put it on me, it was very, I don't know, wet, very moist.
Yeah. But it's a little thicker than water.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But now it feels tight. I want to put it on my forehead. Will it get rid of this wrinkle right here? We shall see.
We'll try it. Let's give it some time. I like a few wrinkles. They mean iron them.
Oh, no. My friend said to me the other day, I love that when you have an expression, I know exactly what you're thinking. And I said, why? He said, because you have no Botox. And I said, yeah, you're right.
I can't claim the same, but yeah, so let's talk about rice water, because this, I went down a rabbit hole on this and I would love to share this with folks because this is fascinating.
I know.
And this costs you maybe a dollar at best.
Amazing.
So for skin, rice water is a cleanser, a toner. And it helps, it's a lightener, so it helps to deal with hyperpigmentation and sunspots, which we're at the beach, so there are going to be sunspots and age spots. It's part of it. Also helps with blemishes because it's soothing. It helps with inflammation. So folks, if you're experiencing eczema as well, it could help with that. It's got vitamin C, vitamin A. It's got these compounds that have free radicals to help deal with the sun damage. So it's interesting. All these things we keep talking about have a lot of these overlap. But when I use it on my skin, I keep it in the fridge. I'll tell you how to make it in a minute. And I just, any chance I get, since we work from home, I just rub it all over my skin.
Yeah.
Now, some will say, you know, put it on as a toner and then rinse it off. But I definitely go to sleep with it every night on my skin.
Yeah.
And I am seeing a difference. But what's doing the work is the starch in there.
That is cool.
Yeah, right?
I had never heard of this until you just recently told me about it.
So it's so simple. And I was telling this fancy friend of mine in Atlanta, I love her, Holly, I love you, shout out to you, and talk about a beautiful woman and fascinated with skincare and into all the things. And she said, oh, girl, I know you can buy rice water from here or rice water from there. I was like, I can buy a bag of rice. Throw some water in a pot.
Oh my God, I love it. It is. It's so true that that you probably can buy the most bougie rice water ever for $60 a pop. You can just make it.
It probably smells amazing.
They probably put some fragrance in there. Yeah.
And you, if you're making your own, I did read that you can throw some essential oils in there to make that idea. Was going really simple.
Yeah.
Really simple. Yeah. I didn't want to mess with what was going on in my skin. Another thing that I read you can use it for, and I've tried this, the jury is still out, mm-hmm. says the lawyer. So I've read that you can use it on your hair. I've tried it a few times.
Like instead of shampoo and conditioner in addition to?
So you shampoo and condition just like normal. Okay. You rinse it all out.
Okay.
And the final rinse on your hair, so you don't rinse it out, is the rice water.
Oh, you leave it in.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And it is supposed to be deep conditioning, softening. It's supposed to be a detangler. I'm not sold yet, but
I'd be interested to try.
But sometimes when I make the rice water, I've got leftovers. Right? Yeah. There's only so much you can put on your skin, and you went to the trouble to make it, so why not try it?
Yeah.
So I'll report back, but a couple of times a week I'm throwing it on there, because why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Why not?
No, I love that. And we're in a different climate here, so like I'm used to LA dry, and now here it's humid. So I wonder, and it doesn't, my hair don't look cute, y'all. My hair looked way better in LA. I'm just going to say that. But I wonder if it would like maybe improve the texture or something, or make it, I don't know, less prone to humidity, make it healthier. I don't know, but I'm totally willing to try anything, especially if it costs a dollar.
I want to try it, especially over the summer. So when I first moved in here last summer, I'd been here maybe 2 months, and you got to remember, I worked in a law office for 20 years. Girl, I threw on my business suit and my heels, and I straightened my hair every day. I was buttoned up.
Yeah.
I looked at myself, just happened to glance at myself in the mirror, and I was like, I look wild.
You could not look further now from who that person. Ashley, every day, is in the cutest beach dress you've ever seen. Wild, beautiful hair. Sometimes it's straight, but it's usually a little wavy. Like, she just got out of the shower and let it air dry like a boss. Like, so pretty. And, like, so kind. That's your style now. I'm just saying, which is a very different scene from where you were. Yeah,
nothing
ago.
Wrong with where I was, but the evolution was I literally caught a look at myself in the mirror and went, oh, girl, you have rewilded in like the best kind of way, but I don't even recognize you. So it'll be interesting. I may try it out this summer and report back, but let me tell you how to make it.
Yes, I need the recipe, please.
Okay, it's rice and water.
Wait, how do I make rice and water?
Well, okay.
Because actually, if you make the rice, sometimes the water dissipates. So how do we make
this
it right?
This is true. Okay. So there's a proportion thing, and I'm still playing with it because I made it the first time perfectly. And what you really want is to boil the rice in the water and have a whole bunch of leftover water that's kind of this milky white substance.
Perfect. Okay.
Then the second and third time I tried it, because I am not Chef Leslie Durso.
Shout out to Leslie.
It just was not right. It was sort of like this yellowish nonsense that I just threw it out. Let's be honest. But the last couple of times I've tried it, I just put maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of brown rice in there, a whole bunch of water, at least 2 cups, but I keep adding it until I have enough water to make what I want and it's milky white. And then I boil it for 20 to 30 minutes. I strain the rice out of there, so I keep the water, and then I've got rice to throw in a bowl.
Amazing.
I'm ready. I'm ready on all fronts.
And you offered me your leftover rice because you know I love my rice.
Rice. It's a byproduct. But so some theories out there say just soak the rice in water for 30 minutes and that'll get you where you want to go. Other theories say if you boil it, it releases more of the starches that your skin is craving.
Hmm. So maybe you're just try both and experiment till you figure out the perfect recipe.
Yeah, what works best for you.
That's cool.
If you're really bad in the kitchen, you know, like me, maybe you just need to throw some rice and water in a bowl. I don't know.
Well, you know what was a great when you put it on me. So like I was in the sun today. I went to the beach yesterday and today and it was hot. And I'm pretty dark. I'm brown, but I have brown spots. My mom always did too. And right when you put it on, it felt like an after sun moisturizer. And I feel like it would be a very nice, and it felt aloe feels good, but most aloe from the store is that disgusting blue color chemical shitstorm that I do not recommend. If you have a real aloe plant or a real organic aloe company that you trust, great. All I will say is that if I want to put something after the sun, I'm never going to put any toxic lotion from the store.
No,
but I know
you.
I need moisture. And as soon as you put that on me, like I saw the dryness dissipate in a second. Because like, even though I'm in the sun, I know I got a little dry. Even though my skin is used to it, every time you get a little more dry. So I've got to moisturize. I use Susie's CBD lotion.
Her
Obsessed.
Stuff is so good.
Obsessed. CBDfountain.com. This is not an ad, but go there. Food Heals. You get 1% off. I forget how much. I think 20%. She's our girl. But yeah, so I put CBD Fountain on always because it is pure. But I can't put any gas station lotion on there. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
I would much and when you put the rice water on me, it was like coconut oil. Like immediately, I felt the moisture and it felt slimy, which is a good thing. Like, I feel like that sounds like a gross word, but to me it feels like moisturizing because slimy is kind of like aloe.
Aloe is slimy too.
That's what I mean.
Well, and the great thing about this is if you make it, you can make a pot of it and you can store it in the fridge for a week. And so you had just come in from the sun and I grabbed something out of the fridge that was nice and cool. and put it on you. And so that just, it feels nice. What's wrong with that?
Nothing is wrong with it. I love it. And it costs a dollar. So it's, I think it's a why not try. Okay. We have one more amazing health hack that we're going to save to the end. But first, Ashley, have you been doing your tapping?
I have tried the tapping.
Okay. I've been tapping too. So I was tapping for money and then I got an unexpected check. So that was cool.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to shift my tapping theory.
I feel like tapping is one of those underutilized health hacks. And I also think it works. But you have to also believe in it and do it on a regular basis. Because if I do it on a one-off, I don't think it works. I think it works when I do it a few times consistently and I really go, all right, and I'm like tapping myself right now as I say this. I'm like, all right, let's get rid of this bullshit that doesn't work and bring in the stuff that does. And I'm tapping on the different points. It's also EFT, emotional freedom technique. We have a really good episode with Brittany Watkins about this that we want you to go back and listen to that Ashley was on. But has there been any moments in your life where you have felt like tapping was really effective?
In stress moments.
Yeah.
In high stress. I wish I had had tapping when I was in client boardrooms. Or in courtrooms going into big arguments or that kind of thing. I wish I had had that technique back when I was in really high stress, high pressure situations. I think, I mean, people might have thought I was nuts sitting in the corner tapping all the places. Yeah. But I think it would have been really beneficial. And for folks in high stress, high pressure jobs, I think it would be a real gift.
Yeah.
I am grateful to have found it later in the journey. But anytime I feel an amount of stress coming on because life brings it, that helps.
I'm with you. I think that for stress relief, it can actually be a quick game changer when you're like, all right, I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to take a nap, but I have 15 minutes to tap. I do find it effective. And recently you and I got to talk to Brittany Watkins from the Think and Thin tapping program. And, we actually did a quick interview with her. So I'm going to roll it right now, because she's all about how to end emotional eating and how to lose weight through tapping. So let's roll it, Roxy. All right, Food Heals Nation. I'm sitting here with my girls, Ashley Fillingham and Brittany Watkins. And, you know, we're having conversations like we do with our girlfriends about weight loss and how to make it sustainable and how to do what works. And I think a lot of us are very confused when it comes to that. So, Ashley, we have some questions for Brittany.
Okay, so we've been talking a little bit about food cravings, that thing that gets in your head that won't let go when you think you have to have that bag of chips that don't even taste good once you got done with it.
It's not satisfying.
Oh, no. So what is that about and how do we deal with it?
Oh, this is one of my favorite questions. Okay, so a lot of people think that food cravings has to do with willpower, but what it actually is, and I'll have everybody actually think about this. So think about a food that you can't keep in the house. Like if you buy it, you have to eat it. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to think about your earliest memories of eating that food. Usually it's like, for me, it was cookies. And my earliest memories was baking cookies with my grandma. So usually you go back to a really positive time where there was really good feelings around. So a lot of people will say like, oh, ice cream. And my dad used to take me every Sunday to out to eat ice cream. And that was the only time that we got to spend just he and I together. Or we used to have pizza Fridays and, you know, we'd have everybody over in the neighborhood come together and you know, we'd watch movies and eat pizza. So most people will eat those foods as a way their subconscious mind is going back to soothing feelings from childhood. Mm-hmm. And we can never get enough of grandma's love, right? Or we can never get enough of dad's attention, right? So that's what ends up happening is that we'll overeat these foods as a way to fill ourselves with that love and that emotion. But this is going on subconsciously. This isn't actual, you're not deciding this consciously. You just look down and all of a sudden you finished an entire bag of potato chips, or you've eaten an entire pizza, or you ate the whole box of cookies, or you polished off the whole bar of chocolate, right? That's usually people's experience with craving foods. And it actually has nothing to do with your willpower. It has everything to do with these memories from childhood.
Amazing. Who can relate to that?
You just explained red wine to me. But that's for another time.
Yes. It works for alcohol too. Yeah. So anyway, so this is what we work on in, this is what I teach, is techniques to actually rewire your brain in 7 to 10 minutes. You do these techniques and it changes the neural pathways, the way your brain fires, so that you can eat that food, but it's, you don't overeat it anymore. Everybody's like, oh my God, don't take my, like, you know, cookies away from me. But what it does is it just allows you to eat just one or two cookies or just a couple squares of chocolate rather than eating the whole thing, because it no longer represents grandma's love or dad's attention. It's just the food. And it's literally just reorganizing like files in a filing cabinet. It's just taking food, cookies, and grandma are filed in the same filing cabinet. And we just have to tell your brain, no, grandma goes in a different filing cabinet and food stays here, right? It's really that simple.
Really great way to put it. That makes sense for my brain to just organize it in compartments, compartmentalize it.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, if you want to have a free experience with it, you can go to pushthefoodaway.com and go through the process and see if it actually works for you and for your food craving. So you don't have to have that struggle or that fight with the food anymore.
Yep. All right. So it's pushthefoodaway.com. You'll get Brittany's free training video. It's a great video. And then if you want to go next level with Brittany, you can get her Think and Thin tapping system at 50% off. Thank you, Brittany. Using the discount code FOODHEALS to get 50% off. So thanks so much, ladies.
Thanks, Allie. This was great, Brittany.
All right, you guys. Brittany is our girl. We had such a good time talking with her. Definitely check her out. And Food Heals Nation, I've got a new wellness hack that I am obsessed with. It's this little device, and it's called Truvaga. And what it does is stimulates our vagus nerve. And one of the most essential functions of our vagus nerve is to balance our nervous system. It does this by regulating our fight or flight or rest and digest responses within our sympathetic and parasympathetic areas of our nervous system. That is so cool. So when do we use it? We want to use it when we're stressed, when we're feeling that fight or flight, when we can't rest, right? So what you do is you find your pulse on your neck. Then you put your Truvaga device on your neck and turn it on until you start feeling the stimulation, okay? Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps balance and strengthen the nervous system to reduce stress, increase focus, improve your mood, and improve your sleep. That's my favorite part, and that's the thing I want the most improvement on all of the time. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore, and it uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. And so it's just 2 minutes long, and you can do it in the morning, and you can do it in the evening. And yeah, it's a great health hack to add to your wellness routine. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions. So if you use it twice a day, that's about 6 months. I love that it has no wires or charging docks or anything like that that I'm going to lose. It just comes with the sessions that you need. They do offer free shipping and payment plan options, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you're ready to stimulate your vagus nerve, visit truvaga.com. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Enter the promo code FOODHEALS so you can enhance your wellness journey, add another healing tool to your healing toolbox, and receive $15 off. That's T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com. Promo code FOODHEALS at checkout. Enjoy.
Ashley, we have one more health hack. And you know what? I feel like it's the girlfriend's code, but it's also, guys, this is for you too. Actually, men might need this more than women, but it's having the go-to person in your life who you can say anything to. Like, how many times do we talk on the phone and you are like, you're the only one that I can say this to? And it's because I get you. And it's because I won't judge you or think you're crazy. And same, you know? Like,
yeah.
Our last health hack is finding the person that you don't have to explain yourself to. You can say anything to, because they get you. They understand you. They're not going to judge you. And they're like, yeah. And here's my advice. They will empathize with you, and they still might give you tough love. You give me tough love all the time.
You do it right back to me.
And I need it.
Yeah, we do. We need one another in this world. And in the last episode, when we talked about your journey here,
yeah,
we talked about how much humans need one another. And having friends that we can be just straight up with,
yeah,
and who will call us out. Like, when you have an honest enough friendship that folks call you out, stand up for you,
yeah,
support you, fly across the country because
yeah,
you need them, right? I was just reading somebody's post where a friend just picked up and flew across the country because he needed a mm-hmm. friend. You know, it's not just a girl thing. It's not just the girlfriend code. Guys need it too. You're
yeah.
exactly right.
Yes.
We need one another.
My hardest thing, and I have good girlfriends, and thank God I have you. My biggest thing is it can be very hard for me to be vulnerable and to ask for help. And I feel like you were the person who said, she's not going to ask me, so I'm going to offer and offer and offer until she takes me up on it, because I'm too proud. I am too independent. I am who I am. I am like, I don't need anyone because of my loss.
Boy, you're a rebel.
Okay, first of all, let's start with that. Okay, so what is that thing called? There's a quiz you can take to find out if you're a rebel, a obliger, two other
Gretchen things. Rubin.
Oh, Gretchen Rubin.
The four tendencies. Okay. And you are a rebel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Girl.
Okay, so y'all go take that. I am definitely a rebel. Ashley is an obliger. You can take it with your partner and find out what they are. It's really fun, actually. But besides being a rebel, I've also, because of my trauma, become Miss Independent. I don't need anyone. You know, lost my parents, lost all my money. So then I go, only person that's going to take care of me is me. That's a trauma response.
Sure.
So to accept help from a friend is hard. Thank God I have people like Ashley who had to offer me help 40 times before I was willing to accept.
Oh, honey, I would do it again and again because LA was, oh, hello, Apollo.
Good morning, Apollo.
Apollo agrees.
Apollo agrees.
But this is just what we do for one another. You know, I mean, you and a whole group of gals from the Food Hills trips helped me at a time that was really rough in my life. And it's how we do. It's how we show up for one another. I would just throw this out to Food Hills Nation. Like, who are you helping and who do you need help from?
God, that's so good.
And I found, you know, in a really rough patch of my life, which thankfully I seem to be through, but it was dark for a little while, yeah. And it was so hard because I didn't need help ever. I was independent gal.
Right.
The more I asked for help, it's like working out a muscle, right? The easier it got to ask for help.
Yeah.
It's never easy. The more we do it, the more vulnerable we get. Thank you, Brené Brown, for that teaching.
Love her.
The more life opens up for us.
Yeah.
And the more real we get. It's just a beautiful process. So I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for girlfriends that we can just riff with.
Yeah. I'm so grateful for you, too. And I also think that it took me time, and it may take anyone listening time, to not just identify those people in your life, but keep those people in your life. And I'm not saying you have to cut people out, but I have. But keeping people at arm's length who don't make you feel your best or who judge your choices. And I've had good conversations with good friends about this recently, because I've been able to do it where I have, and I'm not perfect in any way, but I have gotten to the point where I'm more able to cut people out and I'm more able to accept help. And look, it's hard. But then other people go, wait, you're not talking to that toxic person? And I'm like, no, they're not anywhere in my sphere of influence. They cannot influence my life in any way. And then being able to accept help might be one of the hardest things for, and men too, please don't get me wrong, but women or people who consider themselves independent because of what they've gone through, where they were screwed over in some way. And they go, well, now it's all on me. And I am the one that will take care of me. And there is plenty of good things that come out of that. But if you can't accept help, then you'll probably continue to suffer. And that was my lesson. Because I thought, as long as I'm independent, no one can hurt me. Yeah, and then also no one can love you. And no one can help you.
It's so interesting because mine was a little bit different in that the more brutal things got, the more I reached out.
Good.
And the more I realized that I could rely and trust on people in some of the darkest days. And so I am so grateful for that process, in part because I learned to open up and trust and become wholehearted. I'm so grateful for that.
That is something you always tell me, which I love. So I want to spread your advice of Food Heals Nation, is you always say, well, are you going through this situation, whatever it is I'm complaining about or worried about? You go, wholeheartedly. And I go, am I? I don't know. I have to think about it. But you go, well, are you? And it makes you think. So are you going through this situation wholehearted?
Yeah, there's a risk there.
Yeah.
There's a risk, but it is so worth it.
And so I think our last health hack is just to surround yourself with people that have your back, with people that support you, and seeking out more people that do, and finding how to be okay with asking for help, even when it's painful. Because something I found is that people find joy in helping others. So very often, you're asking for help can give back to the person who wants to help. So you know how it is if you help somebody with your advice, or if you donate to a charity that you care about and you find out, oh my God, that dog was saved because of my donation or whatever it might be, you feel better. And so you're asking for help could help a friend feel better because they get to help you. So remember that. It's not always taking. It's like allowing someone else to give support when all they want to do is give.
I agree.
Ashley, how can everyone find you online, stalk you on Instagram at KickAshLaw, but you're going to tell me, and work with you in the future? Because you really do help people with an altruistic mission change the world. You help the wellness entrepreneurs. So how can they work with you?
I just want to help people. And get their business foundations in place so that they can create with freedom and abandon, knowing that that stuff is locked down.
Yes. Oh, my God. Say that again. Create with freedom and abandon. That is so good. That should be your tagline. That's so good.
Don't we all want to create with freedom and abandon?
Yes. I just got chills when you said that.
Come hang out with me on Insta at KickAshLaw.
Woohoo.
Yeah, that's the best place to find me, and we can go from there.
She also has Kickash Life. I just want to say that. But Kickash Law is where she posts all about her life and the law.
Yeah, Kickash Law is my legal stuff. Kickash Life is just me and my kids hanging out on the beach.
The best, cutest kids in the world. I love them.
I'm a little partial.
One of the things that we've talked about, I'm not going to make this go on forever and ever. Thank you for sticking with us. But what I've learned from Ashley is that you don't know what you don't know. So I'm a creative person. I try to not learn about the law, even though my father was an attorney. So it kind of is crazy coming from me. But I'm like, all right, well, I set up an LLC and that's about all I did. And then what I've learned from working with Ashley throughout the years is you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know the ways that you need to protect yourself, because when your brand does get to a certain point, oh my God, you could get sued. Like, there's all this stuff you don't know you need to do. Oh my God, I need terms and conditions on my website. People don't know that. And it's because we all are on a mission to help. And so we're all creative and we're not looking into that. So that's what Ashley can do for you, is teach you what you don't know.
I just want to take those little things that are on people's checklist for sometimes years that maybe sometimes wake you up at 3 a.m, or maybe it's not that intense. It's just sort of in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Like, can we just cross that off the list so that you can go create with abandon?
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Side effects of this podcast may include increased health and vitality, thoughts of living longer, developing a more positive outlook on life. In rare cases, people have experienced a strong desire to actually start using their $39.99 a month gym membership. If you experience any of these symptoms, Snapchat your trainer immediately.